This program is intended for individuals who are blind or are unable to read physical print and is brought to you by CABVI's Audio Information Services team.
Welcome to Storytime with Friends. My name is Katie. In today's story, we meet a little bunny with a big heart who spreads sparkly happiness wherever she goes. Here is Bunny with a Big Heart, written and illustrated by Zoe Waring, published by Sterling Children's Books. It was the first day of spring, and Bunny woke up to the sound of little bird chirping. Bunny had a warm and fuzzy feeling in her tummy. "That's odd," she said, hopping out of bed. "Why do I feel so sparkly?" Bunny measured herself against her wall chart. "I'm not any taller." She checked the mirror. "I look the same as yesterday." "Maybe I'm just hungry," she thought. "You look happy, Bunny," Mommy said at breakfast. "Are you excited for the spring fair?" Maybe that was it. She decided to go for a walk and find out. Not everyone was as happy as Bunny. Chick looked a little lonely. "Would you like to play catch?" Bunny asked. Chick was happy to have a friend. Mouse looked hungry. "Would you like a snack?" Bunny asked. Mouse thanked her for sharing. Bear looked tired. "Would you like some help?" Bunny offered. Bear was grateful. The warm and fuzzy feeling sparkled inside Bunny's tummy and around her new friends, too. On the walk home, Bunny began to worry. What if she ran out of friends to help and the sparkles went away? That night, Bunny told Mommy about her worries. Mommy whispered, "You have such a big heart. I'm sure there will be lots of animals you can help." That gave Bunny an idea. The next morning, Bunny got to work. "What did you make?" chirped little bird. "It's a message board for animals who need my help," explained Bunny. And there's an illustration of Bunny with her message board. It's in the shape of a heart, and she's about to hang it on a tree of cherry blossoms. On the board, she has written, "Do you need help? Leave me a message here." It wasn't long before the board began to fill up. It seemed everyone needed a little extra help getting ready for the spring fair. And here are some of the messages in the illustration. "I could sure use some help making decorations for the spring fair," from Froggy. "Please help me plant some flowers. Thanks, Mole." "Would you help me pick up my baking supplies? Thank you, Mrs. Duck, XO." Bunny helped Froggy make the decorations, and Mrs. Duck carry her baking supplies, and Mole plant flowers. Bunny's heart sparkled with joy, and hers wasn't the only one. When she got back to her tree, there were more messages waiting for her. "Oh, my whiskers, there's still so much to do." She grabbed a few messages and went to help. When Bunny finished, the message board was completely full again. And there's an illustration of the message board with some of the new messages that read, "I could sure use some help putting up lights for the spring fair, please," from Froggy. "Can you help me fix the bandstand? Thank you, Bear." "I could use some help baking cakes for the spring fair," Mrs. Duck, XO. Can you help me plant some more flowers? Thanks, Mole. Bunny wanted to do more, but the sun was setting. With a heavy heart, she went home. Little Bird was watching from the tree. When Bunny woke up the next morning, she peeked out her window. The message board was empty. "You are awake," said Little Bird. "I have a surprise for you. Follow me." Little Bird led Bunny around the bend, over the hill, and through the trees. Bunny heard something. It was music and laughter. "The spring fair," she cheered. Sparkles filled Bunny's tummy again. But what had happened to all the messages? "When Little Bird showed us the message board, we wanted to help," said Froggy. "We got up early and worked together," quacked Mrs. Duck. Bunny was proud of her friends. "You made it the best spring fair ever." She looked around her. "I don't think there's anything left for me to do now."
"Oh, I'm sure there is," said Bear, laughing. "There's always the summer fair."
That was Bunny with a Big Heart by Zoe Waring. May some bunny make your day today and leave you feeling extra sparkly. That's all our time today. Thank you for joining me. I hope you'll tune in next time for more story time with friends. My name is Katie, and until we read again, so long. Thank you.